G'day folks, it's Elena McMaster here, broadcasting live from Musgrave Park on Radio 3CR 855 on your AM dial. And we're here at the Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy bringing you coverage from events organised by the Brizzy Blacks in response to the G20 this week. So coming up in the next couple of hours, we're going to bring you an interview with Uncle Wayne Warden, Uncle Coco, talking about just some of the shenanigans that went on with Jagera Hall here last week, and how we managed, well, the Murrays here managed to get back into it. So that's coming up later on after 4:30. And then after that, we're going to be bringing you coverage of the Welcome to Country here from, after 5:30, I'm on Brizzy time. So we're going to be bringing you coverage of the Welcome to Country here. And the song that you heard before we came on was No More Boomerang by Bunalori. That's all coming up in the next couple of hours. Stay tuned in. For now, we're going to kind of ease into the afternoon here in Brizzy and down there for listeners in Melbourne with a little bit of music. So stay with us.
From the 8th of November, people from around the world will be gathering in Brisbane to provide a counter to the capitalist talkfest that is the G20. 3CR will be broadcasting live from the People's Convergence, the Visioning Another World Summit, the People's Rally in March, and the First Nations Decolonisation Before Profit Conference. We'll be bringing you live interviews with the people organising for a better world. Tune in every day between November 8th and 16th for the most complete coverage of these important events. 3CR, putting people before profit since 1976.
Hello, this is Archie Roach, and you're listening to good music on 855 AM on 3CR.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio on 855 AM in Melbourne. We're coming to you, currently broadcasting live from Musgrave Park in Brisbane. We're here with Brisbane Aboriginal Sovereign Tent Embassy. And coming up now, we have an interview with Wayne Wharton. So we'll play that interview. And
Indigenous people in Australia and the Pacific have borne the brunt of nuclear testing, and this was not done unconsciously. We found documents in the British archives saying that, yes, there is certain hazards, but only to primitive peoples, those that don't wear clothes and don't wash, unlike us British. So the sort of racism inherent in this whole operation was known and understood from the beginning, that these were the casualties of a larger imperial policy, and that they were able to bear the brunt because they were very small populations and didn't have much political voice. And as we fast forward to today, we see that same thing.
3CR, keeping you informed about Australia's nuclear past and present.
At such a time, it's important to have a voice like 3CR, steady, constant, sane, and committed to a nuclear-free Australia.
You're listening to 3CR. My name's Emma, and we're here in Musgrave Park in Brisbane, just down the road from where the G20 will be taking place. I'm here with Wayne Wharton. Hi, Coco.
Yeah, good day, guys.
Yeah, so would you like to introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us a bit about your country?
Yeah, it's Wayne Wharton. I'm a Kuma man, but I'm also a Brisbane black fella, Queensland Murray. And my country's out there, Cullamulla, a little bit east of Cullamulla on the Nebine Creek. And we're Murrays. But I grew up here, first come to Musgrave Park when I was about 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, right.
With my mum and dad, they were pretty active in the Opal days. Opal was one of the main organisations up here, as was for Catsy down in the southern communities.
Mm.
Opal was the main one here that we all sort of came under the banner of, and yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. And Musgrave Park is a pretty significant place. And Jagera Hall is just up the hill behind us, and will be used by the Brisbane Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy and the Brisbane Blacks throughout the G20 week. But not so long ago, you were actually locked out of the hall. Could you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, we've turned up on the Monday of this week. I think that might have been about the 3rd or something.
Yeah.
And we found out that the hall was locked up, and all our company belongings had been taken and removed, and all that was left in the hall was bare walls and carpet.
Mm. And what was the reason that Brisbane City Council gave?
We still haven't got a reason. We still haven't. 5 days later, we rang the police that morning at about 7:30, called to 8. By 10 o'clock, the police still haven't shown up. Mm. And meanwhile, we're talking about a major theft, a major robbery, but they saw fit not to turn up for about 3 hours. We still haven't got any word about where our assets are, where our information is, what's right. happening with our information, what's happening with our books. This is a company that's been alive and well for 15 years or more, 20 years. So there's a lot of membership details, there's a lot of other submissions, contractual arrangements, as you can imagine, in any company that, is the size of it is. So, we've still got no answer from the council, and we're still awaiting it. I think the committee has met, and we're actually looking at, civil action.
Right. Yeah. So, following the Monday, there were a group of people went to the City Council meeting on Tuesday, November the 4th. Could you tell us about what happened at the meeting?
What was happening is that a lot of lies were being told, and people were sick of the lies, and we were hearing third and fourth information from various newspapers and different outlets. And so the committee, as well as the community, met and said, OK, look, the council's meeting today, let's go over and get some answers off the 26 councillors and put some motions on the floor. And so we went over there, and Councillor Dick and Councillor Abrahams, two of the Labor representatives, were very receiving. They heard what we had to say. They, after listening to what Sam Watson had said and a lot of the other people, they took it upon themselves and discussed to put an emergency motion to the floor and to the to the council. And with that, they've turned around and I guess put it up as a priority motion, an emergency motion, to have the hall and the I guess the land returned before the G20. What we've seen is after that is that the whole administration running different agendas. We still had people accusing us of different things, and I guess that the major thing that came out of the actual council meeting was that the council has voted 26-0, so even Quirk crossed the floor, so it was a unanimous vote to have that to support the resolution put forward by Councillor Dick and seconded by Councillor Abrams. And that was to have the hall immediately returned to Aboriginal people of Brisbane.
That's fantastic. And I understand that the Brisbane Blacks have also been offered a long-term lease on the hall as well. Is that right?
Well, that's what we're saying. But what form the return that takes, we are meeting with the councillors every week or every second week. Sam Watson, as chairperson of Musgrave Park Corporation, is spearheading the discussions. We can only hope that it's expedited and it happens sooner than later.
Yeah. And could you tell us a bit about, I suppose, the significance of Jagera Hall and Musgrave Park more broadly?
Well, Musgrave Park directly, what you're looking at is that Musgrave is there's three borer rings, and bottom borer, top borer, and the top borer, and these are the original borers where people came to here and would talk and discussed and traded and worked out law and obligations and responsibilities. We still maintain that law. I'm a Kuma man, but I come here under Jagera and Jagera auspicing, and I come under their jurisdiction, as well as the Turrbal people, and we carry out our ceremonies and our practices under theirs. And this afternoon, to kick off the events over the next week, we have a ceremony where the law is carried back down from the top borer again, down into the original borer, and that's where it will stay until the duration of the discussions and our forums.
The G20 is just down the road. So the world leaders are about, like, going to be about maybe
600 yards. Yeah, over there. 600 yards. Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, how do you feel about the significance of, like, having that win in council and having the win to sort of continue getting the hall back and continue?
Well, it's pretty amazing. I think if you have a look at the history of the G20s, or was it G7 at one stage or whatever it was, it's, what you've seen is that Canada and England, they couldn't get within 10 kilometres or 3 kilometres of the event. Here we have, we're 600 yards away. I think it's a real effort. I think it's maybe a civilised approach to how we do it. And maybe the G20 people have got to realise that when they're discussing other people's future, people whose future it is, are actually going to discuss what they want to see happen. And the militant type actions of burning cars and that, in the past, the greying attention may be something that is not warranted here. Maybe it was missed in previous G20 protests, because what we're talking about is that, we've got over 3,000 overseas journalists going to be here for a week. We're 600 metres away from the event. We've got over, 3,000, 5,000 stories, or 50,000 years of stories, and more directly, 250 years of colonisation that we want the world to know about. And we owe maybe only 500,000 here, but the global sense, we're 500,000 of 5 billion First Nations people globally, and that makes a bit of a difference. And I think there's a lot of other people, you know, the colonisation has been pretty harmful and pretty dispersing in terms of values and how societies generated and how they developed from the original earth law that existed around many of the countries, whether it be in Bath in northern England or it be in Scandinavian countries. But, you know, at what time in each society's development the earth law existed and people were able to coexist.
Yeah, and I suppose to bring things back more locally in terms of, yeah, what's on the agenda here for the discussions and activities that we'll be taking this week. I mean, if there was, you know, one thing that you want the leaders of the G20 to take away from what's happening here this week, I mean, what would that be?
Well, what we want them to do is to have dialogue with the rest of the community, I guess, and not be so presumptuous as to think they know what the agenda should be. And I think the multinational companies have for too long have been able to influence the agendas that these so-called 20 countries want to pursue. And I take my hat off to the young people around the globe who have taken the guts and the courage to be able to influence the agenda, if not through the administration paperwork within the G20, but through the media, and they actually force the issues and force the agenda to change. And I think that's got to be maintained. I think it's the only way that we can ensure to keep the bastards honest, and it's the only way that you're able to ensure that we're going to have some sort of say in it. You know, it's very dangerous, the precedents they've got. What do we do with the other 100 or so bloody nations that don't get invited to the G20? You know, how do they feel? And it's a very up-your-nose sort of thing. And, you know, it's up to the young people that have got enough courage and guts to be able to change it and make sure that we influence the agenda through whatever means we have at our disposal. And I think in this case, we're very fortunate. Maybe over the years, 30 years ago in 1982 or 34 years ago, there was martial law here. We were getting arrested each day, 400 and 500 at a time for even marching. You know, here we are 34 years later and the police are actually giving us permits. So maybe some of those police officers and the police officers now actually took part in some of that activity back then, or their mums and dads talked about it over the dinner table and it maybe sunk in. So it's really a change. It's something that we've got to grasp. But in saying that, if they come out and be a mob of arseholes and we've got to go to do what we have to do, well, you've got to do what you've got to do. But I think we're civil enough and sensitive enough and also articulate enough to be able to put our views across in other means.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there is the media room up in the hall. It's packed. It's been busy every time I've walked past it, morning and night.
It's good.
There are people coming here from all over the country for these events, I suppose the Counter G20 events this weekend. And, yeah, I mean, do you feel like things are changing, Coco?
I think I'm a bit of an optimist, and sometimes, you know, when I'm getting kicked in the guts by 3 or 4 coppers, or I get called a black arsehole or things, and your kids get picked on or something like that, or no one sits beside you on the bus or train when it's absolutely packed and people are standing, you sort of think to yourself, well, are things changing? But then you come to events like this and you take part in this, and you know, I'm pretty old now, I'm 52. And the last time we were here in 82 and 88, we were getting the guts kicked out of it. My mum was getting arrested, my sisters were getting arrested. Fire. And so maybe it has changed a bit, but you need things like this to actually show you and to prove to you that it's actually, it is changing. But, you know, I guess this time the mob that's come up from Melbourne is 3CR. Back then it was Monash University students by the busload, and you know.
In 82?
In 82,
yeah. Yeah, far out. Well, look, Coco, we'll let you get back to the preparations for the Welcome to Country.
Yep.
Yeah, but thanks so much.
We'll talk again over the next couple of days, and it's great having you all here. And for those people that aren't here, you still got time to get here.
Yep.
Jump on a plane, they're pretty cheap, and don't miss out. I think this is the political pendulum for Australia. In 82 it shifted quite dramatically. I think in 2014 we're going to see the political platform and the political spectrum and the pendulum in Australia shift further quite dramatically again.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Coco.
Thank you.
And if you've just tuned in, that was Wayne Wharton speaking with us here in the 3CR tent at Musgrave Park about the return of the Jagera Hall, Aboriginal sovereignty, and the lead-up to the G20. You're listening to 3CR, 8:55 a.m, or streaming from 3cr.org.au.
Oh!
Welcome back. You're listening to 3CR Community Radio on 8:55 a.m. We're broadcasting live from Musgrave Park. in Brisbane. It's part of our special live G20 coverage. You just heard an interview with Wayne Wharton from the Brisbane Blacks and the Brisbane Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy. Coming up later on in the afternoon, also we have the Welcome to Country. So stay tuned for that. That'll be happening at around 5 o'clock. So stay tuned.
Hey y'all, this is Natalie from Blue King Brown and you're listening to 3CR. Support community radio and your local music scene. Subscribe now.
Thank you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio.
You're listening to 3CR Radio. Hi, I'm Rod Quantock, and you're listening to Fill in the Dots. You know who you're listening to. Why do I have to tell you who you're listening to? You know who you're listening to. You're listening to, yes, Fill in the... 3CR Community Radio. You got it right. You've won a giraffe. We're at 8:55 a.m. We're on digital radio and streaming at 3cr.org.au. 3CR has been making trouble since 1976, and occasionally I've been part of the trouble that's been made. It's a vital part of our media landscape, and I'd encourage you to get a hacksaw, an oxyacetylene torch, and go up to the Dandenongs and bring down all those broadcast towers that aren't 3CR's towers, and let's make 3CR the only source of information to an information-starved, dumbed-down Australian community. Written, authorised, and spoken by Neil Mitchell. Okay.
Sugar, tea. Oh, no, no, no. Was all they get was all family. Yeah. Now, got those mission ration food. Yeah, used to be a hunter, hunting on the plain. Fishing by the river, there was plenty of game. Plenty of grain, plenty of meat. And all those families, you find a way. That was sugar.
You can now hear 3CR in three different ways. The same content is broadcast on all platforms. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, streaming live on 3cr.org.au.
Digital radio is a new way of broadcasting. Listeners need to have a digital radio to hear the 3CR Digital. 3CR Digital is broadcast throughout the Melbourne metropolitan area only.
3CR is still broadcasting on 8:55 AM, so everyone can keep listening on their existing radio. Digital radio is clearer, higher quality signal. That means there's no interference from trams.
of the Brisbane Blacks. A story that is touching, a story that is right. In the story, a group of people meeting in a park, drinking in harmony, drinking until dark. You wonder. From society is strong. Every day, each passing day, our culture slowly dies, like a piece of paper thrown onto a fire. Now all we've got is ancient weapons, now is our only trade. I
imitate their stance. I am what I hunt, and I'm mastered in the dance. I'm a painter of walls, I'm an artist of dreams, depicting mythological creatures and spirits in my scenes. For I am what I am, and I always will be. I am what I am, I am Aborigine.
From the 8th of November, people from around the world will be gathering in Brisbane to provide a counter to the Capitalist Talk Fest that is the G20. 3CR will be broadcasting live from the People's Convergence, the Visioning Another World Summit, the People's Rally in March, and the First Nations Decolonisation Before Profit Conference. We'll be bringing you live interviews with the people organising for a better world. Tune in every day between November 8th and 16th for the most complete coverage of these important events. 3CR, putting people before profit since 1976.
Yeah. folk go to school. Ooh, next generation, tribe of warriors. Oh, oh, yeah, yeah, tribe of
coming live from Musgrave Park in Brisbane, and it's Tishan and Elena here with you for 3CR Community Radio. And we're standing by the sacred fire.
Yeah, we're here in Musgrave Park, and loads of folks have been pouring into the park over the last 2 hours as we gear up and get ready for the beginning of the kind of official program for the First Nations response to the G20 called Decolonisation Before Profit. And as Tishan mentioned, we're standing here around the sacred fire waiting for people to gather together for the Welcome to Country. So we'll bring you that in just a minute as people get going. So while we're waiting, we'll hear a track.
To the old Yarra ranges, that's where my heart will always be. Take me back to the old Yarra ranges, in a land of tropical scenery. As we walk through the fields of Del Bungie River flows,
broadcasting live from Musgrave Park, from the Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy. And we've found a friend in the crowd. G'day, Mariki. Do you want to say hi to our listeners?
Hey, thanks for having me, 3CR.
Yeah. So before we have a little bit of a chat, before this ceremony kicks off, can you describe what you're seeing here, Mariki?
I guess the first word that comes to mind is just powerful. You know, really, really strong community. A lot of really good elders here, very supportive, and, you know, teaching us their stories and educating us on Mass Grave and, you know, why it's such a powerful meeting place, and that's beautiful.
And you said you wanted to do a shout-out.
Yep, definitely want to shout-out to my beautiful little girl, Lyric. And Mummy misses you. Mummy will come see you tonight in your dreams, sweetheart. And shout-out to Daddy Mac and Johnny Mac. I miss you too, and I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Mariki. Cheers. All right, we're going to take another short music track, and we'll be back with you soon.
One dinner you wrote my laws and customs, my spirit being from the dreaming. You made the earth, sea and mountains, while the world lay quietly sleeping. Uranium.
deadly. So this is Tishan and Elena coming to you live from Musgrave Park in Brisbane for 3CR Community Radio. And we're here at the Sacred Fire at Musgrave Park. We're just waiting as folks gather, and we're actually going to be then moving down to start another fire at another end of Musgrave Park, where the main activities for the week are going to be happening. So we're broadcasting from the Decolonisation Before Profit First Nations Convergence Against G20. And there's a whole week of activities that have been planned, starting with tomorrow morning. There's going to be a march at 9 a.m. Against the ongoing Stolen Generations, and really amazing work going on from the Brisbane Sovereign Grannies group, really working to stop the ongoing removal of Aboriginal children by child protection. We had a really amazing discussion yesterday afternoon on 3CR with Jade, a young woman who's involved with the Brisbane Sovereign Grannies group, talking with Uncle Robbie Thorpe, who 3CR listeners will be well aware of. And really, Jade pointed out how the old Aboriginal Protections Act, although it doesn't officially exist, is alive and well in contemporary child protection policies, certainly in Queensland and around the country, really.
So there's a lot of other stuff coming up this week, including actions and forums about Aboriginal deaths in custody, as well as a young person's conference, young First Nations persons, where some people here who've been over to Turtle Island in Canada will be having a chat about their experiences there. So we'll be bringing you coverage from all of the activities here over the next week. We're broadcasting on Radio 3CR in Melbourne from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. every morning, and from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. every afternoon. So you can tune in to hear updates and stories and coverage from the Brisbane Sovereign Embassy at those times. And of course, you'll hear material throughout other programs at other times from Musgrave Park, because there's a lot going on here. So as we wait for folks to gather and kick off the ceremony, we're going to take another track. Elena and Titian on 3CR Radio 855 on your AM dial. And we're not in the studio. We're in Musgrave Park in Brisbane on Jagera land, standing beside the sacred fire. The Welcome to Country ceremony is about to start. There's folks, they're here and ready. So at the moment there's between 100 and 200 people gathered around, a lot of people in ceremonial dress, painted, and folks sitting around getting ready to hear from the elders of this place, this country where we're standing, this place, Musgrave Park, which is a meeting place that's existed for generations long before white people came to this country. So we're here right now, generations later, waiting for the elders to welcome us to this place and tell us a bit about it.
I think something that's been really amazing that we've seen is really this coming together of mob from all over the country here to Musgrave Park. We've heard a lot of elders talk about the protest against the Commonwealth Games in 1982 here in Brisbane and how that was a real meeting place and a real important moment in Indigenous resistance in Australia and a really strong moment for the movement against oppression and the ongoing genocide and colonisation, which hasn't stopped. So we're just hearing people started to make a bit of noise as they're getting ready for the Welcome to Country ceremony to officially begin. It's really amazing just seeing all the folks gathered around here, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, lots of allies gathered here, and, to really support the program of events that the Brisbane Blacks have put on here at the Brisbane Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy. This sacred fire was actually taken from the sacred fire in Canberra at the Aboriginal Tent Embassy in Canberra when there was the 40th anniversary convergence there. And we've also heard folks here talk about the importance of that and that connection back to the sacred fire in Canberra and the spreading out of the sacred fires and Aboriginal embassies around the country, around this continent.
We can't tell you exactly when things are going to kick off, so we'll just take another music track. We'll be back with you very soon.
Yarrabah means a meeting place. Been meeting here for so long. It's top-down language in dormitories, back from mission times past on. We still maintain our culture. We still live it, and it's here to stay. Place remains a paradise, so don't give our land away. And I wish that Kuyala and Amari were both still here today. They first found my place back in Dreamtown, and I believe they're still here to stay. And I sometimes even say, hey, listen now, my gutty gutty, please don't give our land away. Yarrabah means a meeting place. We've been meeting here for for so long. Gribble stopped our language in dormitories, back from mission times passed on. We still maintain our culture, we still live it, and it's here to stay. This place remains a paradise, so don't give our land away. And I wish that Kuyula and Amari were both still here today. They first found my place back in dream time, and I believe they're still here to stay. Yes, the spirits still watch and walk, and I sometimes hear them say, hey, listen, am I gari gari? Please don't give our land away. So don't sell your souls to strangers, please don't give our land away.
ACR Community Radio, coming to you live from the Sacred Fire at Musgrave Park, Brisbane. So we're here broadcasting to you folks in Melbourne, and indeed right around the world if you're listening online, from the first day of the decolonisation before profit, First Nations response to 3G20.
I'm a CEO from Brisbane, Ipswich. One of the things that we had last year was the sacred fire down there, and then we brought it back up here when we finished, and this has been going ever since. The government has tried to put it out. My brother here has fought the government, fought the council, and he's beat them on every case. So what we're going to do now, pick up the fires, and everyone walk down behind the fire. What I want to do is, while I'm here, I'd like to welcome you all here. It's really great to see so many down here at this time, especially when you got this G20. A lot of people are a bit winky to come along, but that's their prerogative. And on behalf of the traditional owners, I welcome you here to Brisbane. I welcome you here to our country. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, once again,
And we're moving down from the sacred fire led by Kevin and the dancers, and we're going to be moving down to the other end of Musgrave Park.
So we're just moving down to the other fireplace here in Musgrave Park. And traditional owners here, Jagera people, are moving some of the coals from the sacred fire here down to make another fire further down in the park.
So we're just falling behind now. The coals, which are going to be used to light a sacred fire down the other end of Musgrave Park here in Brisbane, where there's a week-long event organised for the Convergence Decolonisation Before Profit First Nations Response to the G20. 3CR Community Radio is here in Brisbane all week, bringing you all the news and analysis from the Convergence here in Musgrave Park, Brisbane. And we're just slowly making our way down as more people gather.
I think at the moment we're waiting for the babies. Yeah, someone said, stop, wait for the babies. There's some young ones who are bringing up the rear.
And we've got young folks here in corroboree here, and they're the ones who did the corroboree at the beginning of the Welcome to Country. If you've just tuned in, this is 3CR Community Radio in Musgrave Park, Brisbane, coming to you live from the Welcome to Country ceremony for Decolonisation Before Profit, First Nations Response to the G20. And we're just going to go to a track now while we're waiting for everyone to gather so that they can follow the ashes down to the other end of the park to light the sacred fire.
Come on, old man, please dance for me. Help me shake a leg for a robbery. Dancing to the rhythm of the didgeridoo. As he dances the story of the kangaroo. The sound of pepper sticks just clicking in time. Heartbeat.
And we're coming to you live from Musgrave Park at the Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy. We're in the middle of the Welcome to Country ceremony at the moment. And the young ones are just coming down from the sacred fire at the top of the park at the moment. And we're following everyone down to light another fire further down the park, where we'll be gathering throughout the week for all of the activities planned in resistance to the G20.
Thank you.
you're listening to 3CR Community Radio, broadcasting live from Musgrave Park in Brisbane for the Welcome to Country for the decolonisation before profit First Nations response to the G20. We just made our way from the top of the park at just near Jagera Hall, where the sacred fire for the Brisbane Aboriginal Sovereign Embassy is. And log and charcoal was taken from the sacred fire and has been brought down to this end of the park to light another fire where there'll be a lot of the activities for the convergence going on right throughout the week. 3CR will be broadcasting live every morning and afternoon here from Musgrave Park, bringing you all the news, events and views and goings on at the convergence.
So Jagera elders are currently lighting sacred fire down here in the we're in the southeast corner of Musgrave Park. This is the lighting this from the coals brought down from the sacred fire that's been burning up in the northeast corner of Musgrave Park for I think a couple of years now. Yeah, and there's people of the Kulin Nations gathered around at this corroboree, and the Jagera leading the ceremony.
So we're broadcasting live here from Musgrave Park in Brisbane. 3CR Community Radio is the station you're tuned to. And what we're just witnessing at the moment is the Welcome to the Country ceremony for the week-long convergence, decolonisation before profit, First Nations response to the G20. And we've just had the leaves being placed onto the fire that's been brought down here, and it's starting to billow out smoke as the Welcome to Country ceremony continues here in Musgrave Park. It's Elena and Titian here, broadcasting live from Musgrave Park on Jagera land in Brisbane. And we're just at the Welcome to Country ceremony here in Musgrave Park, where people of the Kulin Nations from all over this country are gathered here to be welcomed by the Jagera people. We're going to have to sign off. There's another program coming up on 3CR in just a few minutes. But you'll be hearing more from us here tomorrow morning from 8 to 8:30
And in the afternoon from 5:30 to 6, and you can tune in every day at those times to hear us. And we'll bring you more of this Welcome to Country over the coming days. Okay, thanks for listening in.
CR Spoken Word, a taste of Melbourne's diverse poetry scene.
Poets using their voices to entertain, to move, to take you on a journey. Rhyming and free verse, bushies and urban, limericks and haiku, raps and freestyle, rants and reflections.
3CR Spoken Word, every Thursday morning, 9 to 9.30, 8.55am on the dial, and web streamed on www.3cr.org.au.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.